I, Vegeta, the prince of all Saiyans, hereby command that you do not listen or subscribe to the Dragon Ball 4 Life podcast. Whatever you do, would you defy royalty? No! Bye!
And today we have your attention, please, and welcome to another episode of Dragon Ball 4 Life, where you come for the content, but you stay for the culture. And the content this week, guys, it's not continenting.
They always stay for our content, but this episode specifically, our content.
Yeah. So this is a pre-episode warning for all you lifers out there. This episode might go off the rails. It might, we got time to fill and not a lot to fill it with. So who knows where this is going to go? But boy, are you going to have a good time, because it's chapter review day, and you know what that means. When in a world where nerd culture needed to be set free and the powers that be knew that it took the power of three. And no, we're not talking about the charmed ones. We're talking about the biggest three. The only three that matter in this war. The trio of danger. We are your hosts. I go by the name of Bro G to the Prince of All Sayings, Mr. Matthew Porter, a.k.a. Matty Ice, here with my counterpart, the Oob, to my Majin Buu, my Dende One, grown from Lookout to the Cookout. I'm Mr. Troto Trav, with our sister in arms, the Universe 6 to our 7, the Chopper to our Beerus. Move over, Bulma. She's the real Miss Whatever Vegeta's last name could be. Who knows? We could speculate. We might speculate about it on this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, our girl Bex, Miss Majin. Together, we are the trio of danger. Snaps all around.
We back.
Snap.
We were waiting we've been dragging our feet on this review, as, you know, obviously a lot happened in this chapter.
We were supposed to do this like a week ago.
Yeah, and then, you know, I got sick. Maybe I got sick from reading another scene from Dragon Ball Super Superhero. I don't know what the cause was, but, you know, I had to.
Definitely, yeah.
But, yeah, we're back. You know, the chapter happened. And we still don't have Gohan Beast. They're still fighting
chapter 98.
From a number numerical standpoint, they're gonna close off the arc at chapter 100? I hope not. I hope chapter 100 is like something big, because I mean, like, that's a big milestone. I'd hate for it to just be like
thing.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes when you think a little bit logically, it doesn't happen.
That's funny you asked that question, because when you were getting your mic situation fixed, whoa. me and Bex were talking, and we were saying that, you know, Dragon Ball Daima is going to be taking place October 2024 is the announcement, which would essentially rumored to be a year from now. And I'm like, I would not be surprised if they tried to stretch out these manga reviews just 12 more chapters to just like fill that gap. So I'm like, I don't know how long we got left. And we've been saying, like, we don't really know if they're just going to like end this arc as the way they ended the movie. They might put a little bit extra on the back, like, you know, Black Frieza or setting up whatever like the next thing's going to be. So I guess, Trav, do you think that is like a feasible thing, that we potentially could have like at least 12 more chapters of this arc? If Hell that no. leaked date. Trav said, I don't want that shit.
Listen, I don't know how you could possibly stretch this out for one more chapter. 12 more? That better be the sequel to Superhero.
Like, Even one more is pushing it.
You know, I did in Geek, one of Geekdom's recent videos, he was explaining just how TV contracts work in Japan, and because I think it was on his theory video of where people are speculating where Dragon Ball Daima could take place within the timeline. But the tidbit that he had mentioned was, you know, people obviously want the super anime to come back. They are, you know, they, when Daima was released, I mean, was announced, you know, they're like, we want the super anime. And he had said that the way that that TV contracts typically work in Japan is that, I think it's under like a 2-year basis. And while we think that obviously there's a ton of manga content to convert into the anime, it realistically would probably only cover a year. So I'm thinking that probably we'll have another year of the manga, we'll get Daima, and you know, it sounds a ways away, but the super anime, I feel like probably 2025 if we're gonna guess a time for it to come back, especially with Daima coming out in 2024. So which, you know, when you think about it too, in terms of like when mangas come out, and obviously the Dragon Ball manga, there's probably like mad volumes, mad chapters out before it got animated. So it's just like even though, but like that's fine, as long as like once we get into 2024, the manga goes beyond the end of Z and we're finally like new shit, not just like, all right, we're just gonna watch the movie, the drafts for the movie on paper, that's it, like so yeah, that I thought that was interesting, and also I guess makes sense in terms of just content. But I mean, we've seen how long they stretched out the fight on Namek, so I mean, if y'all need to stretch out time, I'm sure you could stretch out like the Granola fight or something. Well, that whole damn arc is stretched out, but anyways, that's another time, another topic.
I feel like we underestimate as well how long it takes them to make anime. Like, I think I read somewhere recently that it can take up to 6 months just to make one episode, and that is obviously like a long stretch of time. Yes, they'll be working concurrently on several episodes at once, no doubt, but that's still just a long time. So if we want it anytime soon, they have to sort of have already had it in production to a degree for it to be anytime soon. You know, like if they started production now, we'd probably be waiting a considerable amount of time before we really get anything at all. So I'm just hoping that they have, you know, already put it in the works and already got something kind of moving and happening. Otherwise, we will be waiting literally until we're in our 50s.
Right.
And then I won't remember what I'm even looking at.
Oh, my God. What is this again? Dragon Ball?
Why are you talking like 50 this. Was like a geezer?
Right. Telling like, all the kids about
50
it.
Is still like not that old.
Life not that fucked old. You up, Trev. That's how you sound at 50.
Didn't they announce the quote-unquote, or at least they were like the leakers of the Dragon Ball world had said that and a web anime is in production. Wasn't that announced back in like 2021 or something like that? So I mean, like,
yeah, because I thought that's what Daima was supposed to be.
Yeah, Daima is like the web anime that was like alluded to a few years ago. So and like if we do want the animation to look the way that Daima appears to be looking, then yeah, we're like they're gonna, especially if they're gonna cover all of the manga, then like that's going to take a lot of time to, if you want the animation to be how it's looking in Daima, or like if you want it to be consistent versus like kind of like that sweatshop schedule that they were on for Dragon Ball Super. And you could kind of tell in a lot of the episodes, the animation would really lack. So, I mean, like, look, we ain't going anywhere. Dragon Ball ain't going anywhere. So, I mean, if we have to wait a little bit longer so that, like, I need the Moro arc to be as crisp and as like beautiful as it can be, because we've talked about this multiple times on this podcast, how that arc out of like all of the super arcs felt the most Z-like in terms of just the story and just the involvement of other characters as well. Granola was cool, but it really did drag on, but I need that Ultra Ego Vegeta animation to be like top tier. I can't have like that. That's top an epic top. Transformation.
100%. Because with the no eyebrows, if he looks like, you know, Goku Super Saiyan 3 did in the Beerus saga, That ain't gonna fly. Nah. That ain't gonna fly. We've all seen the frames.
That was like when your kid draws for arts and crafts, and you gotta be like, oh, this is beautiful, son.
It's going right on the fridge.
Yeah, I hate it.
You're so talented.
Put it on the side of the fridge.
Keep studying. Don't make this your full time passion. But yeah, I love it.
Keep up those grades.
Yeah, do something else instead, maybe.
So, by your logic, which I feel like is very sound, by the way, good buddy. So would you be satisfied, and do you think that because they have so much like on their plate right now, but obviously like we keep saying like you can't not, no, that's the double negative. You have to narrow it. You have to animate the Marl arc. Like you have to in some capacity. Yeah. You can't just keep that on the pages. Like you got to bring that to life. So like by your logic, Trav, do you think that they would go the route? I'm fine with Granola being a movie because it does repeat so much. Like it is just the same fight four times as the whole arc, basically. I don't know if I'd be satisfied if Marl was a movie. Like if that's all they gave us, like I'd be like, all right, something's better than nothing. But I don't know if it would, like, I'd feel fulfilled inside. Like, would you guys accept just the Marl movie, or like you like, no, I need an arc
because I feel like too much happens with it. Yeah. To condense it within a movie. I definitely do think you could make Granola a movie, or like bring back specials. You know, like we had back in Z, we had the History of Trunks special. We had Bardock, the father of Goku, you know, like you
Gundam could, Endless Waltz. Like we had all those specials.
If you want to do like a 45-minute, an hour special like Granola, the last Cerulean or something like that, then you easily could do that.
Another idea.
You
know, heaps.
I may be sick, but you know, brain still keeps falling.
Your ideas are on point as always. What if they did both though? What if, like, you know, I think I've said this before, like in Dragon Ball Super, we got, you know, the Lord Beerus one, and then we got Resurrection F, and then they made those into arcs. What if they did it like that? I would accept that personally.
I guess the movie would come first, right?
Movie first, and then put it into animation. Because
I would definitely take that. Yeah, I'd take that. That'd be smart. Yeah. For them to do, yeah, but just the movie for that, I was like, oh, that's like took the cheap way out. so much was in here.
I feel like whatever movie that, because haven't they alluded that they're already working on a movie?
Another movie's coming out. Yeah, because I remember people were saying they thought that was going to get announced at Comic-Con. Like, okay, allegedly.
So like, whatever that is, I think that needs to be new content. And honestly, like, I personally think like, so they've done so much like world building, and they've introduced us to so much, you know, history that we don't know about. Like, I necessarily don't need a movie that is something that is like, oh, this takes place right after Granola. This takes place like, no, like if they did a movie that was specifically about Yamoshi, the original Super Saiyan God, that'd be fire. Or if they did a movie about Zalama, the creator of the Super Dragon Balls, that would be fire too. Like, it doesn't have to be like something that you can just place within the timeline. Like, they've built so much history. Like, or if they had a whole movie about the history of the Universe 6 Saiyans, like, you don't, like, you could go so many different places where, like, you don't have to be like, all right, here's this movie is right after the end of Z where the tournament happens, and this is also going to continue within the story when the anime comes back. Like, you know, I'd take a movie that's like about history, about lore, and then like tie it in how it affects the characters today. Like Dragon Ball, I don't know, and I don't understand why from a marketing standpoint, like they act as if fans come to Dragon Ball only to see Goku, only to see Vegeta, only to see the main players. Like, no, like Dragon Ball fans love Dragon Ball. Like, we love like almost everything about it. We want to know more about it. And you don't have, like, I think like they're so nervous that something's going to flop when, to be honest, like nothing in terms of numbers and like selling tickets, that's never going to flop because Dragon Ball goes on such like long hiatuses that when you tell somebody, oh, a new Dragon Ball movie is premiering in the theaters, and usually anime movies only run for like a couple weeks, people are going to
that should be like 2 days.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
A two-night only event.
They're going to make their money regardless. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, the fan base is so loyal. We're going to be there no matter what.
Facts. As Absolutely. Long as it's got the word Dragon Ball tied to it, we're going to fucking spend the money. And not just, like, us as well. Just, like, people who aren't even really that into it. But they'll see, you know, they'll be like, oh, shit, there's something Dragon Ball coming out. Like, you know, most of the anime community have seen Dragon Ball Super at least because a lot of them, let's face it, are you know, in the younger generation, which is fine.
And new kids on the block.
New kids on the block, and they kind of were introduced to Dragon Ball Super as opposed to Dragon Ball Z. So, you know, they've got that in their mind. But again, if they saw anything that had the word Dragon Ball tied to it, had some cool animation and some, you know, fucking shit exploding, then yeah, they're going to buy the tickets. They're going to go and watch it with their mates and have a good time. And that's really what it's about.
So, as long as you make it available in 40X. That we're there.
Hey, look, we spoiled ourselves.
Meanwhile, I'm down here with my tiny ass cinema screen.
normal nine. Actually,
if there's ever a Moro movie, Matt and I will we'll pay for your flight ticket, your plane ticket to come to America there. And watch the Moro movie in 40X.
Oh, that'd be so good. Oh, my God. I'll buy the popcorn.
Yeah.
Look, the way inflation is, I'll probably match the price of your ticket anyway.
Okay, let's just buy a plane.
It is on my bucket list to visit Tokyo. So maybe in the future, a DB4L Trio of Danger link up in Tokyo.
Man. Oh, that'd be sick, man. That'd be so cool.
Japan Tokyo. Has some cool ass promotions when it comes to Dragon Ball and anime. Like, people would be like, oh, look at this Happy Meal. I'm like, damn, that shit was fire. I wish I got a Super Saiyan Blue slushy or something like that.
Right?
Like, they don't really incorporate that stuff.
Don't they have a dead Yamcha in the middle of the street somewhere? A statue.
Oh yeah, I think they do.
That's amazing.
I don't know if it's China or not, but that shit is super.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know if that's a permanent thing or if they're sometimes and then not sometimes, but it's definitely a thing.
I want to see it. I want to go and see it.
That's epic.
Just for nostalgia. Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
Yeah, it's a rite of passage.
Right. All right. Well, speaking of things that you have to do, reviewing this chapter.
Yay! We love it so much.
What happened? I got to refresh myself, to be honest with you.
A fight.
A fight, yeah.
A fight in a lunchroom.
A fight with a couple of giants. Basically, yeah, Orange Piccolo and
two of the older boys.
They're just both big, and they were just both throwing hands at each other, which was kind of cool. Couple of mouth beams as well.
Piccolo didn't get tagged up as much though. Maybe that's the next chapter because
I thought the same thing.
Yeah,
I was like, Piccolo
was fighting back. He was fighting back in this one.
I was like, Piccolo didn't get the Hulk Thanos treatment. Like he was kind of fighting back. But I thought that. But yeah, I forgot that's what triggers Gohan's beast form was when he's watching, which all right, can we just talk about that real quick? And I'm sure I don't mean to jump ahead because there should happen next chapter, but that's I mean there should have been when Piccolo was getting tagged up and we're watching it, right, here we go, Gohan's gonna be upset seeing Piccolo getting fucked up, and then it looks like he's dead, boom, this triggers a Gohan beast form. It's like, can we get some more creative ways to get
right? That's literally how Gohan hits his marks every time.
Yeah.
Give my man something else.
Like, the only time he didn't was when old Kai unlocked his potential. That's it. Every other time was just off of his rage. So it was like, It was just lazy because it's just, oh, come on, Gohan. I know you have that. Every single time that Gohan gets a new transformation, the explanation is, I know you have something else in there. I know,
it's another gear. Get into the next gear, Gohan.
It's like, damn, all right, we know we've been knew that, but I mean,
Gohan said, I'm out of notches, guys. I can't keep kicking it up a notch. Right? I'm out.
Like, they already done unlocked his potential. So, like,
out of notches needs to be the name of this episode.
Nah, legit.
For real. I mean, because you're right, though. How much fucking unleashed potential can this boy have?
Did old Kai miss a spot when he was unleashing potential? He's like, oh shit, I missed the spot. Oh, my bad.
Didn't Gohan arrive on Earth a little bit earlier than the ritual was complete because of just the status of the situation? So maybe that 75.
He pulled a Luke on Dagobah. He was like, yeah. Yoda was like, oh, don't leave. That's what it was. He was only 82% done. Still, like,
he wasn't there, bro.
He was on 80%. Old Kai was treating him with optimized battery charging. So like once it hits 80%, it slows down the charger. Oh, yeah,
that's smart charging, bro.
Just sitting there reading pornography. Like oh, that's right. We're doing a ritual.
Right.
It's my fault.
He said, "Oh yeah, let me get back to that."
My bad.
So I will say one thing that I am somewhat excited for, and it probably wasn't meant to be like this, but I'm taking it as such. I would like just to say that it's canonized that Cell wears Tim's. He's definitely wearing Butters.
Why does he do have Butters on the bottom?
If you go on pages 22 and 23, when Piccolo catches his foot, my man's definitely wearing Tim's. Like, it's confirmed. Like, book it. This is canon. Those are boots.
Hold up.
Yeah, I need to look too.
22 and 23. Well, I'm sorry. It's page 48. Page
48.
Oh, no, it's of 48. No, it is 22 to 23. Gripping content.
Yeah, they made it. They definitely made his shoes and obviously Gohan's shoes. Yeah, no, that's what we're talking about, right? The shoes?
Yeah, because Perfect Cell used to, you know, he used to have on like those, the man loafers, them pointy loafers, them slides.
Look, he got the Butters on.
Yeah, look. he got the boots on. He got the boots on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. He's like a Spice boots. Girl with those platforms going on.
Yeah, jeez. You see
Cell got the Anyweather Tims on. Like, look.
That's why Piccolo's getting stomped out, which we would assume is the next chapter. My man had Tim's on the whole time. We ain't know. He's a push. So
we ain't know Cell Max was, you know, he's thorough like that, you know.
Yeah. He said, like, Lee, you know, why didn't you tell me this man got down like this?
He said, fresh out the precinct, man. He said, yo, I'm out. Look at this. And you know what? About this chapter also triggered another thing that annoyed me about the movie was they pinned Piccolo as so smart, and then it was dumbass Krillin that had to remind him, yo, you know you can like grow in size, right? He's like, oh yeah, you right. Like, oh.
Look, bro. He got a new name, bro. It's Cell Maximum Penitentiary. Yeah.
Cell Air Maxes. Cell Maximum Sentence.
Oh yeah.
And like, and I feel, and you know, it was nice, like the panels were still drawn pretty well for Gamma 2 Sacrifice.
That's always going to happen. They're always going to look great.
Yeah. And then, like, but then, like, for the way that it ended, just to be like, let's get to the very end.
Yeah, that ending was so weird. Like, that last page.
It was a weird point to end the chapter. It was like, oh, here comes Cell Max. He's still alive. All right. So then, is the next chapter just going to be
Piccolo getting tagged up?
And then the end will be Gohan going super, going
so
beast.
I'm saying they're probably going to do the because you know they did the callback to when he went Super Saiyan 2 when they did like the line break. I feel like that's going to be the last page of the next chapter. It's going to be like the line break before he's about to like charge up. That's how I feel. It's like. Bro, they got 12 months to fill. They need a chapter a month. Leading up the diamond.
Yo, they really are going to have Piccolo just getting tagged up all next chapter for it to end with Gohan's like beast form trigger.
That's, that's literally what's about to happen, bro.
And if they do that, if they do that, they better have like a bit more of a fight for Gohan, Beast, and Cell Max, because like sometimes it's cool when like these guys get their new forms and they're just utterly dominant, but then it ends. Then it's like, oh, all right, well, that was kind of like he like blocked a couple hits, hit him a couple times, and then did his special beam cannon, which was like, don't get me wrong, that's amazing that Gohan has learned that technique now and it looked beautiful on the screen. But
love it.
I just wish that that fight was a little bit longer and then we just got a little bit more of Gohan Beast. So, and hopefully he doesn't forget how to transform into it, because that's what Gohan does. He gets something that just gives us hope, and then he's like, thing. Oh yeah, like I don't know how to do that no more. Like,
I remember watching the Dragon Ball superhero movie, and obviously there was all this hype around Beast Gohan and stuff like that. I actually didn't watch it in the cinema. I had to wait. I did have tickets, but I got sick. So I knew that Beast Gohan was in it. And then when I saw it, I went, was that it? Was that honestly it? And my friend's like, yeah, that's it. Because they'd already seen it. And I'm like, is this a fucking joke? Are they fucking, what? I was actually so mad.
It was just
a couple of hits, and then Cell Max was gone, and then the special beam cannon through the head. Like, again, like you said, Trev, like, great move, loved it, looked great, blah, blah, blah. But where was the hand-to-hand? Where was the extra, the sauce in that, where was the oomph and the body of it? It wasn't there. So I hope
wasn't in the budget. That wasn't in the budget.
It just was ridiculous. There was so much of Piccolo, there was so much of the Gammas, and then Beast Gohan, who to me was kind of like the star of the show. I know it was supposed to be a Piccolo movie, and Gohan kind of got like dropped in there later, but there needed to be more. So yeah, I agree with you. I hope that they flesh out that fight in the manga. I think I've said that before as well, but
I do hope. And I remember me and Trav were talking about this when the movie came out in real time. Like, funny that you were mentioning like how they didn't really focus as much on the things that you would have thought. I wanted more from the Gammas. Like, I would have liked the more from them, because they really only both got one fight apiece. But like in the trailer, like all the teaser stuff over here, I don't know how it would have been where you was at, Bex, but like all the teaser stuff over here, it was like on the backs of Gamma 1 and Gamma 2. Like, they were the promotional part, because I guess they had to like keep Gohan Beast and like Orange Piccolo a secret. But like, smooth Piccolo, Date Night Piccolo, and the Gammas were like, that was the selling point.
You know, people were thinking, what, maybe the Gammas would like fuse or something like that.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, we were all confused about the Gammas. We're like, these are the bad guys? Like, okay. Yeah. Trying to sell toys. I see what's going on here.
In the same way, Bex, though, because obviously with anime and especially Dragon Ball, they don't really do a great job of hiding spoilers. Hell, Toei spoils it themselves. Like, they release like products of these new forms as the movie comes. Hey, get your Gohan Beast toy now! Like, well, all right, well,
like, well, now shit, I know. Thanks.
Now I know what happens.
But like when people came out of like the first showing, they're like, oh, Gohan gets a new form. Gohan gets a new form. And then the form happens. And then he was just like, of course, classic Gohan. Yeah, I don't know what that was.
While he's in it still, like, yeah, like, I don't know. Like,
even Piccolo was there. He's like, oh, I turned different. Like, I was orange. Like, oh, I guess I'll call it orange. You know? He didn't even notice himself.
Goku is going to show up to Earth all excited. He's like, Gohan, you finally did it. You've unlocked your potential. Let's spar. Go in that form, use it, and Cell Max. He's like, I don't know, Dad. I don't know how to do it. And then
try with the impressions again.
Fucking on point, mate.
Well, that's about to be a running gag on here now.
Every morning I'm in the mirror, I'm like, all right, who am I going to do today? Today, you are Popo. Right, you are King Kai.
He said, be the nail. Be the nail.
Oh, nail. I feel like he should have got more shine. I wanted more warrior Namekians. He kind of was like, oh, he's the protector guru, and then he gets fucking smoked.
Yeah, base form Frieza. Fuck nail up.
Yeah, when he left his neck open so Nail could hit that chop.
He had a lot of sass too. Like, man, I'm gonna fuck you up, Frieza. You don't know who I am. Like, oh, whoops.
Yo, Nail definitely was running his mouth. He was just like, yeah.
He said, "You want my planet now?" Frieza's like, "I don't give a fuck."
Yeah, this is my planet, bitch. I understand now. In fact, I'm gonna fucking blow it up in 10 minutes.
He said, "I'll smack you around every day, twice on Sunday. What you want, Nail? Like, come on."
Like, he said, you don't know this is what I literally do for a living. Like, this is my planet now.
Like, oh, you don't know who I am. Well,
this is quite literally how I pay the bills.
Say, you know, man, there's quite a lot of phrases that your name fits with the result of this fight. You know how they say a nail in the coffin? Come on, boy. Let's just speak it to existence.
He said, you're done.
Frieza's like, I might be small, but I'll pack a fucking punch.
Yeah, isn't it so funny that Frieza and Broly, his wish was to just be taller? He was just like, yo. Yeah. He's like, yo, I'm on these dating apps and I ain't getting no matches at 4'11". I need to be at least 5'11".
On Tinder, I put 5 foot though. He's like, round up. He's
like, they don't believe me though. They can see that.
Yeah, they can tell I'm lying. They can tell that as soon as they see me, you ain't 5 foot. They got here, bro.
Yo, there should have been like some fan animator should have done like a quick comedy skit of Frieza getting no matches getting matches on dating apps and then pulling up to the date. Them seeing he's short and they're like, they're not into it, and then he just blows up the restaurant because they're pissed.
Why don't Frieza just stay in form too? Frieza, he's tall as shit in form.
Yeah, that's
too.
What
hey, he looked like he played good. He played all the sports in form too. Right?
Yeah, that form looked like it could pull a lot of people. That form looked like it would attract a lot of people.
That's like handsome Squidward, like form two.
I mean, King Cole, that was his form.
Yeah, King Cole stayed in that one. He's like, this form.
He was a smart one.
This form is all the girls.
Right.
King Cole said, that's why I got 2 kids now for him too. Right?
that's why I don't talk about your mom, Frieza. She bad at
said
me.
Form two? Shit.
Shit.
you think these hordes are the only joints poking? You must be out of your mind.
Well, that's why Cooler and Frieza ain't been bagging nobody. They be in like last form or first form. They skipping out on all the good stuff, well, man.
Like, that's why they're always agitated. King Cole seemed hella chill. Like, he just seemed like nothing really too, bro. Me.
He didn't even know what a Goku was. He's like, what's a Goku? It's my biggest trauma, Dad.
Wait, my God. Can we talk about real quick too of how like uninformed King Cole was? Like, what? Yo. He truly was retired. He truly was. Yo, just
King Cole says, "Saying I've been quiet this whole time. What you talking about?"
Like, he said, "So this."
He said, "I wasn't saying anything."
Like,
where was King Cole when he found out his son was murdered? Like, I just want to. Like, I want to know where King Cole was this whole time. Like, we just don't. And then he was found, and then he.
I mean, he was on the ship. He was on the ship that found him out there in the middle of nothingness. Like, he was on the boat.
He went out and got him. Oh, King Cole, we found your son. He's like, oh, good. Good thing.
I like to imagine that was like the first time he had put on his armor and cape in so long. He'd been retired. Right. Yeah, it's like, oh, we found your son. He's like, oh shit. He's like, all right, let me put on my gear.
He's on some planet being fed grapes. He's just like,
thanks.
Right. All right. Like, I thought I could leave the business with him.
Man. He said, every time I try to get out, they pull me back in.
Yo, King Cole literally left the business of Frieza, and Frieza had the business go bankrupt, and now he had to take over again. He was like, God damn it, man. I thought I could trust you.
He said Cooler wouldn't have did this.
He called so much. Yeah.
I should have anointed Cooler instead.
Should have gave it to Cooler.
And let's face it, Cooler's a bit more, to the fucking point, he would have just wouldn't have had so much fun with it like Frieza did. He's like,
Cooler does budget cuts around the holidays to maintain the line.
You just see him at on December 30th, just death beaming a couple people. Like, all right. You.
Or hands him a severance package, then death beam.
Yoink. I'll take that back.
Hope you enjoy this pension.
Yo, it's just the same pension he hands to everyone. Death beams him, picks it up, hands it to the next one. they all think he's not going to waste the paper.
Like, I'm be so nervous getting my Christmas gift from him. Like, oh, yo, shit, what? Kill me though?
Yo, King Cole really must have been, though, so out of sight and so out of mind for the fact that like nobody what if like he was getting like pinged that yo your son might be in trouble on planet Namek. He's a tough cookie
right.
Who's he fighting? A Saiyan. He would never lose to a monkey.
Yeah, come on. We're good. He said you ain't saying shit. Like, dang, he got that.
Saying you ain't saying nothing. Give me my
right, my son specializes in that. Like, we good?
No. I feel like he killed them all. It's all good. Must be false news.
No word.
That was shit.
You know, when the report came back, he lost. He was like, nah, it's because the planet blew up. Man, my son ain't losing no monkey. He's like, the planet blew up. That's what did it.
Has it ever been determined how they were like procreated? Like, do they just reproduce on their own? Like,
I think that they're the only three of their species. I feel like they're a gypsy alien race, and that's what their obsession is with, like, taking over home worlds. They don't got one. It's childhood trauma. They didn't grow up with a home. Hey, so like, they want to steal other people's homes.
Yep. That's another movie that they could do. The history of Frieza and King Cole, their origins, where they came from. You could do Beerus's origin, like, you know, how he became a god of destruction. Like, there's so much shit that they could do where we don't need to see Piccolo getting fucked up. And then Gohan getting Super Saiyan two, the poof bump it edition. Like, we could get a little bit creative. Like, we could.
We didn't need the red line of rage again.
At least make it two lines this time. Like, it's gonna be the same line.
Make it significant.
They really play too much sometimes on nostalgia. Like, it's like when you saw the cut line, you're like, okay, it's a tribute to Super Saiyan 2. But it's just kind of like, let iconic moments be iconic moments. We don't need to relive them again. Like, let them stay within their own right versus trying to, like, bring it back in a different way that just is now, okay, this is like a tribute to Super Saiyan 2. Well, we didn't need the tribute. Like, we didn't need that.
And if we're being adults about it, we've all seen that scene a million times of Gohan going Super Saiyan 2. And I feel like the Faulkner piano score behind that scene makes that scene as big as it is. Like, the Kai version of that scene is not as strong. The original, you know, Japanese version, for me, no disrespect, isn't as strong. Like, the Faulkner version with, like, the ding, 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 the hard piano, like, chef's kiss. That's what makes that scene so important. So if y'all not gonna play the music with the scene, don't give me the scene again, bro. Like, come on. Like, go make whatever beef y'all had with Faulkner, that his scored version episodes are like taboo to find. Go fix it. Go make it right. We want it back.
Us 90s babies love the Faulkner score. Like, we love it.
So,
like,
bro, it's good.
It's just like, it's so and I know, and how about when, like, Toonami would use it in their, like, teasers and promos?
Yeah, man. Like, Vegeta's Faulkner theme? What? His Super Saiyan theme? Oh, stop God. Playing.
When Trunks goes to his ascended form and Krillin yells at him, Trunks, do it now! And it has, like, the piano going in the background.
Yeah,
and
finally, man.
Trunks starts bulking up. I was like, let's fucking go.
Bro.
Let's go.
Masterclass.
That's like, I exclusively share in my clips that score. Like, the Funimation. Oh, yeah. Exclusively.
And as a fan of your work, we appreciate it.
I got you guys.
We appreciate it.
It's just, every time I watch it, it's... yes, it's the scene, but yeah, it's the fucking music too. You know, it's everything. It makes it, it ties it in. It just makes it a complete thing. And I can't have it any other way, to be honest.
No, exactly. Exactly. And it's crazy because it's like, I often want to like rewatch Dragon Ball Z, and I know like they have it dubbed on Crunchyroll, but it's just like without the Faulkner score, it just doesn't, it doesn't, it doesn't sit with me as well. Like I'm not like as like, oh yay. Like,
yeah.
So it's not the same. It like that, the same. Like the whole, like the scene where Piccolo, Vegeta, Trunks, Krillin, Tien, Yamcha, where they like pull up on Dr. Gero, like as he's waking up 17 to 18, like love that scene. Like when Trunks is like, nah, we can't let him out, and tries to blow it up, and they have like the Namek's blowing up music playing, like that, yeah. Man, what? That whole scene, or like when 17 kills Gero, kicks his head off, and that music's playing. Man, like
incredible,
man.
Actually, yo,
what a terrible way to go out. You spent your whole life building these beings just for them to knock your head off.
No, even worse, bro. Put it in the context of the moment. You just got finished getting jumped, and you on your way to go get the person that you think gonna help you not be jumped. Right? And then they kill you.
Like, it couldn't go any worse.
Yo, imagine you get jumped and then you go back home. Yo, they jumped me. Word.
Like, what the fuck you get?
here's part two, you soft ass motherfucker.
I promise you, wrong, old man.
They're like, yo, you got me, right? No, I don't.
Sorry.
Why would I defend your weak ass? You holding me back.
And then even worse, to triple down on the disrespect, 17 and 18 then just went on to do what Gero wanted them to do anyway, after they killed him. So he was just like, yo, you couldn't have just did that before you killed me. Like, right, dang, yeah. It's like that. Like,
I would have stayed out the way. Like, I just would have heard me out. Like, damn. Like,
I was about to hand you the turn-off controller. You didn't even let me talk.
this is definitely right? For you.
I ain't even let me talk.
What if as his head rolled, it was too like the controllers where he was actually about to like just deactivate them himself. He was just like, yo, I was actually gonna make that not a thing anymore.
Yeah, but this is the switch to turn off the switch. That's what that was. jumping to conclusions.
Yo, you know, hands in the air like, we're cool. It's okay. Please don't kill me.
Everybody's like, cool.
Nobody move. I'm not gonna move. I'm just gonna put the controller here.
Right. Yo, you know what probably would even like piss him off even more? Let's say he got let back into the real world. Like, let's say there was like an other world break, like there was in the Janemba movie, and he pulls up to Dragon Ball Super Android 17 thinking like, all right, I'm ready to get my revenge. How like disrespectful and like a knock to your ego would be where 17 was probably like, because now 17 is not evil anymore. What if he was just like, you're not worth my time. I'm one way stronger than you, but two, like, I just don't really get down like that. So I mean, he's you can like, go bro, play with these
I'm
animals
a park
here,
ranger,
like,
bro. I don't know what you want me to do.
Your wife now.
like Jerome's trying to fight him, and 17 is just effortlessly just dodging all of his hits and everything. Look, like, listen, man, I got work to do. You can chill here. Like, I'm not gonna kill you. Like,
you gonna give him some work gloves. Make yourself useful, bro.
Gero just goes back to other world. He's like, you know what? Never mind, man.
Yeah, forget it. Yo. Forget it.
Poor Gero.
Did all that just to get his head kicked off.
He's like, right. He's a fraud.
Spent all that time making that cell, and they just blew it up when it was still in larval form. It's like, oh my god, how much worse can this get?
Yeah,
this
damn, my man probably spent a fortune on making that little cell larva. My man in the other world, like, my money, my cabbages.
Right.
He's mad as shit. Damn. Sorry, Doc. No wonder he was in such a bad mood. My man just life just been dealing him bad hands.
That's all right.
That's all. Justice for Jerome.
Justice for Jerome. I need to know where his inspiration was for Android 19, because that was a dumbass design. Android 19 was so trash, dog. Like, I'm mad that was like one of Vegeta's lone kills. Like
But boy, was it a good one.
Yeah, it's so satisfying. But yeah, it was pretty, one of the pretty best. Bland if you compare it to other villains.
Yeah, and it was one of the few times that they actually like let Goku get beat up, even though, you know, heart disease, they had to give him the handicap, but still. I cherish the moments where Goku gets tagged up, because it happens so few far in between.
The heart disease Goku just triggers just Trunks' fucked up life, what triggers me, and I'm just like, god damn it, like, this timeline is ass. I hate.
Trunks is so sick of everything at this point, he's just like, oh my god, I just want to lay down. Right. I just want it to stop. Thank god everyone's dead, because no one's coming for them anymore.
Like, they had my man eating cat food, like, come on.
You're right, I forgot about that. Hey, I forgot about that.
Free my guy Trunks, man.
Yeah, now he's living in a world where he's his mom's second favorite son. Like,
can the Trunkses tell who's their Mai?
Oh my god.
Like, what would you do? Like if you walk in on Mai naked and it's not your Mai. Like, does the other Trunks then square up? The other Trunks actually get fucked up, because that other Trunks doesn't have Super Saiyan Rage. So, like, you can't.
Oh, yeah, right.
My god. There are layers to this.
No, this Trunks said they my Mai's now.
Both of them? They're mine.
Both of them.
Don't piss me off.
Oh, hilarious. He went rage. He said, oh, you can't do this. Oh, interesting.
Oh, you don't have enough trauma?
I don't see a blue aura around you. That sucks. Hmm.
Oh, you don't have this lightsaber sword? You don't got this? Oh. That's crazy.
Sad, unfortunate for you.
That's crazy.
He said, they should just fuse together.
Word.
That would be weird and cool. Super weird, but also super cool. Obviously, it would look the same, but the power would be just tenfold. Wow, and I need to see this now.
Like, what would that? I've always, like, we've had enough, like, two people in the same place at the same time in Dragon Ball. I would love to see that. Like, someone like Potara airing with themselves. I would love to see, like, what would happen. Like, would it just be, would you just look like you still? Just like, did you just with earrings, like, super, super strong with earrings now?
Like, you would just look like Trunks out of the time chamber with the longer hair, except it would just be blue.
It'd be half blue, half purple.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, go tinks, yeah, but blue and purple. Yeah. Oh, no.
Hilarious.
They would do it like that, too. If they were to ever do this, they would definitely. They're so married to that blue hair that it's like, it would always be like that, no matter what. My
damn blue hair. Blue hair. but yet in your flashbacks it's purple, but it's fine. I'm gonna get over that one day. one day we'll get over it. I mean, we somehow made it through this episode. We do this in real life.
No digression at all. Nothing
but consistent conversation throughout.
What did we cover? Are some of the most not listened, much. So it's all good.
Fact though, big facts. Is there anything else that we want to cover about this this past chapter 98? 99 is so great.
I feel like it had some cool moments. Like, you know, I've said this before and I'll say it again. I do enjoy when things that we've seen in animation do get put into black and white. So that still is a cool factor. It always will be to me. But, you know, there's some pretty cool panels in this, like the sideways, landscape panel of Giant, Piccolo, and Cell Max. just after Piccolo turned giant. That was pretty dope. It's not very often we see like a sideways panel.
Yeah, that was dope.
You know, the Senzu Bean and Pan flying, you know, those kind of things that they were
cool. Catching Gohan's only weakness.
And then when he finally caught the Senzu Bean, I was like, oh, thank God that they did.
Right. It was such a moment. They made it such a proud moment that he caught it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's, isn't it funny but also sad, the little tidbits they try to throw in here to make us think like, oh, this was worth reading. Oh, Gohan caught the Senzu Bean. Yeah, his dumb ass should have caught it the first time.
Right. Should have never dropped it originally.
Yeah. So it's like, all right, cool, he did it this time, but I mean, yeah, no. And now that we revisited how the chapter ends, it was just kind of like,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like the way they're like, here he comes. It's like, he's just done that three times. Like,
yo, yeah. Facts. He's definitely come up out of a hole like three other times.
We've seen this, Piccolo. That's so you don't true. Need to say it. We know. Just look with your fucking eyeballs, yo, guys. You can see him coming at you.
1,000% has done the same come out of a hole intro like three other times in this arc. Yeah.
So he's back again.
Yeah, again. Here he comes again.
I'm so fucking surprised.
That is hilarious. And it's like, yo, it's like the same, like, half shot him rising up every time.
Every single time.
For real. For real.
I'm cracking up. That's just the perfect way to end this episode.
What were we titled again? What was it? What was the title? Something with notches?
Oh, yeah. No more notches.
Oh, yeah, no more notches. No. Yeah,
no more notches, man.
None left.
The rise of Cell Max.
The rise of Cell Maximum Penitentiary.
Listen, Mikey, we got plenty of ideas for this episode title. Surprise us.
Oh, man. Well, lifers, we call you guys the lifers because you quite literally put the L into DB4L. So to stay up to date on all things Matt, Bex, Trav, Matt, Trav, Bex, Matt, Trav, Bex, Matt, Trav, Trav, Matt, Bex, Matt. I think that's every combination of that. Click the all-powerful link tree of Mike in the episode description below. Like and subscribe and all that jazz. And like we always say here on Dragon Ball for Life, whether you watch it or you read it, we all need it. So open up your nerd eye, and we will see you next time on Dragon Ball for Life. Dodon Ray. Shout outs to super producer Mikey and super GT producer Paul.
And shout out to Yali. All caps.
All and Tay. Caps.
Congratulations, Tay, on becoming a newlywed, man.
Hey.
Nice.
So many weddings. So many weddings. Oh, and shout out to the people over at Super Game Day. We had a great time at Super Game Day Outbreak over on Cherry Street Pier. First of many. Thank you guys for coming out. All other invitations for things that will be happening, we'll definitely talk about them here and there and everywhere. But until
we'll get the boys of Super Game Day on here as well. So,
oh yeah, big facts. Stay tuned. Big facts. And to our sister in arms, Miss Besk, Miss Majin. We love you dearly. Anything you want to say to these beautiful people before we sign out of this bad boy?
Oh, thank you guys for always having me and listening to me. And thanks everyone for listening to us waffle about chapter 98 / everything else.
We made it through. We made it through.
Listen, it's these chapters that they're, if you with us during the superhero arc, and listen, once you're with us when we're at the new shit.
Oh yeah. What? When we doing our Daima coverage? What?
Listen, if you loving us right now while we're doing the superhero breakdowns, we got y'all.
We got things on the horizons. Later, nerds.
Bow.
Mortals, listen up. It's your god of destruction, Beerus, here. Subscribe and follow the Dragon Ball for Life podcast, or else you shall be erased from existence. Akai.